This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Game. Back with you on a Friday afternoon on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, hanging out with you here today as, yes, Hawks did get it done last night, Mike. Home opener, season opener for the Hawks. They blow out the Mavericks. We'll talk to Steve Koonin coming up at 4:40 here this afternoon, hey. But Hawks get it done.
Yeah, man, great vibe last night as they opened things up, and before they tipped the ball, Trae got on the microphone, said a few words, and telling fans they want to go obviously farther than last year, and you know, thanking everybody for their support. We had John Collins on last week, and he was earlier this week, and he was saying, yeah, they know what the expectation level is, and what a, I mean, talk about a statement win. I don't know what the Mavericks are going to be this year, but obviously with Luka, they're expected to do something better than last year, and they just thumped him last night. Great defense.
Yeah, they put the clamps down. I mean, Hunter last night was terrific defensively. Cam Reddish led the team with 20 points. Trae had 19 points and 14 assists in the game. So all good so far. Look, if everybody nationally or what have you wants to keep the Hawks under the radar, fine. I mean, that's fine with me. And it's a long season in the NBA, Mike. It's a long season in the NBA. So fly under the radar, get your business done, let everybody else hype up everybody else, and then, you know, make your move when it comes to playoff time. That's fine. I mean, I don't really care at this point what the national media. I know Charles Barkley last night, we talked about it. He was, you know, talking about how he doesn't think the Hawks are better than 76ers still at this point. So I don't know what else the Hawks have to do.
Right.
Maybe it's because they didn't go make anything splashy. Maybe it's because they just brought everybody back off a team that was 2 wins away from being in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, man. Look, you got Kyrie, and we don't know what's going to happen there, if there's going to be any kind of resolution. Ben Simmons says he's not mentally ready, and I know we have to tread lightly around mental health issues, but, I mean, you know, the guy's soft as Charmin, okay? You can still call a guy soft, can I, right? I mean, I think the whole world knows that. So wherever that's going to go, I love the stuff that Joel Embiid said earlier in the week. Like I said, look, I'm done talking about this guy. I'm over it. But it's untenable. I mean, what are you going to do? How do you trust that guy on the court, let alone trying to trade him when you know all the baggage that comes along with it, right?
No, listen, Ben Simmons is such damaged and flawed goods at this point that the problem with the NBA, though, Mike, obviously, is when you try to trade a guy like that, you have to match up the money to a certain percentage, right? It's like 80 or 85% of the money. So he's not playing for, you know, he's not playing for fish heads and rice, man. He's got some real money attached to his contract that you got to find a team that's either got those dead contracts or willing to give something like that up, because you can't just trade him for some prospects and not move some money around him.
So we'll get into plenty more with Steve Koonin, the CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, coming up around 4:40, but we got some dogs and college football to talk about.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It's brought to you by Brightbox, B-R-I-T-E. That's how you spell the bright part, John. BrightboxElectrical.com. Home automation, home theater. You can get the man cave you always wanted, multiple TVs. Do it all, man. Get the details at BrightboxElectrical.com.
Yeah, it's a... It's obviously a rough weekend, especially in the SEC this week, where you've got Arkansas Pine Bluff at Arkansas. The 3:30 game is LSU, who all of a sudden found themselves a victory after they've decided to part ways with Ed Orgeron. What a story that is, by the way, the Ed Orgeron
saga. But real quick, because you and I, John's filling in for Carl Dukes today, so I didn't get a chance to obviously talk with you in a minute, but I thought the first article that came out from the guy who covers the Tigers for The Athletic was really thorough, but a lot of stuff that was out there, and it was like, holy moly. We had a lot of anecdotal stuff from friends of ours, like a good friend of mine, Brian Trustee, who lives in New Orleans, would run into Ed Orgeron, like jogging around the corner with no shirt on. You know, so it's almost like he rediscovered his old school Ed Ogeron-ness. And I mean, I'm not trying to look, everybody's got their own personal issues, but the crux of it was he was a hot mess. His wife was someone who kept him on track, and he divorces her 6 weeks after the national championship. He gets the extension. He is the king of Louisiana. And to sit there, John, I mean, he's in a... at a gas station, there's a woman who wearing like some kind of athletic gear. And he goes, "You look like you like to train. You want to go hit the gym?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm pregnant and I'm married." Well, that doesn't mean nothing.
Well, look,
and it just happened to be the wife of one of the trustees of LSU.
And he's one of those guys, Mike, that, you know, he comes in and it's a big burst of energy. You know, remember back in the old Miss days, you know, he was challenging guys to push-up contests in the locker room and stuff like that. He's one of those guys, Mike, that comes in. He's a ball of fire, and it's a big, bright flame, and it fizzles out. And, look, I know he won the national title at LSU. I've said before, you and I especially, Mike, will never live to see another season like what Joe Burrow had.
No.
Never. Nobody's going to throw for 70 touchdowns like that in a season again. But he's one of those guys, Mike. He comes in, big burst of energy, big ball flame, and then it fades and fizzles real quick everywhere he goes.
I will say this, though. He did have the presence of mind to get with the 21st century offensively. And, you know, I think he just felt like Joe Brady stabbed him in the back by not sticking around. Joe Brady uses that one season, and he's on his way to the – let's be honest. He was nothing more than a quality assistant, you know, with the Saints when he got elevated to work, you know, with LSU. And then from there, boom, he springboards to an OC in the NFL. And Ogeron's like, "Hey, what's going on here?" So, meanwhile, you know, I will say this. I thought LSU and the state of Louisiana, let's keep it real, is so freaking dysfunctional, John. I thought they would find a way to keep him in place and just throw some more money at the situation, and they decide who gets hired, because obviously bringing in guys like Bo Pelini was a disaster, not to mention he didn't even vet it. Pelini had no idea how modern college football works these days. So I thought they'd keep him for all the things you just talked about, because he can still recruit the heck out of everybody. Although, saying some things in a political year, alienated half his team. He had a lot of issues in that locker room, too. So, big hot mess. And now we just wait and see who's going to go, because technically, I know it looks crazy, but Jimbo Fisher could walk across the street where the buyout is nothing. Jimbo has professed his love time and time
again in the last week, but in all honesty, he can walk. I thought when he left Florida State that LSU was going to back up the Brinks truck then to bring him in. But right now, is A&M a better job or is LSU a better job?
LSU to me is a better job. It's a push. You know, I mean, until Saban leaves, like, LSU's won championships. A&M is Auburn without the championships, isn't it? I agree. The whole state of Texas, nobody plays a lick of defense, and the A&M, Jimbo has built some defense and some run game. The quarterback injury kind of put him behind the eight ball. The resources are a push. It used to be thought you could look the other way and get away with more at LSU. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Maybe Texas A&M is the better job right now.
A&M has invested so much money in their facilities and everything else that I don't know that LSU – I understand that, and again, the stat everybody's throwing out there, the last three coaches at LSU have won a national title. I understand that. You could win national title. If you bring Joe Burrow in with a 70-touchdown season, you could win a national title at Texas A&M too. I mean, but you got to have that kind of season. I don't know that – to me, that feels like a very sort of lateral move. And I always say, look, Mike, you and I are old enough to remember. LSU wasn't a very good program when Jerry DiNardo and guys like that were there, right, and Tommy Hodson and all that. Right. You know, it was a fun program, but that program wasn't any good until Nick Saban got there. They were by no means any sort of national brand until Nick Saban came in and changed it all up.
It's funny, you're right, because, you know, they would put guys in the NFL, but the LSU would talk about, like, the way Georgia talks about Herschel, that's the way they talk about Billy Cannon, right?
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
Right, exactly.
For LSU.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I was a big Tommy Hodson fan, right? I mean,
Jones.
Like that was their glory days. But, you know, the Jerry DiNardo years and seasons like that, they weren't a very good program. They were nothing.
You get the impression that, you know, you're always going to get all the resources. But you're right. A&M has kind of gone in this arms race to a whole other level. And I just, you know, with Texas coming into the SEC and Oklahoma, it's a great question. I think both those teams, I mean, everybody in the SEC, like, the game is as good as the SEC is. Things are going to get even more elevated now with Oklahoma and Texas coming in.
One other game to look at, Mike, if you can believe it. Clemson is a 3.5-point underdog
going into
Pitt. That's one of the marquee games, because Pitt right now, you're talking about legitimately Pitt and Wake Forest in the ACC championship game. right now. How many people are buying tickets to that game to watch that?
Woo. Yeah, it's kind of like when Boston College, didn't Boston College play Wake?
Yeah, and Georgia Tech. Remember Georgia Tech? Yeah. Georgia Tech and Wake Forest in that game. That game had like 75 people at it. I mean, that game was awful.
I remember they, it was a movable feast. They had it in Jacksonville, and then they had it in Tampa, and they finally got some traction moving it up to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you're right. Look, Wake Forest got Army up at West Point. I think they're a 3-point favorite. It's just, you're right. It's like it's a smaller school, a smaller undergrad, but they have put guys in the league, and you know they're playing good football. It's a down year. We've seen this happen this cycle before in the ACC. Just talked about those championship games.
Yeah, and what is it? It'll be is it a week from Tuesday or 2 weeks from? It's November 5th. How many weeks or whatever like that. But Tuesday, November 5th is the first college football playoff bowl. They did get a little bit of help, if you will, with Coastal Carolina losing on Wednesday night. So that knocks out another undefeated team that the committee doesn't have to worry about trying to answer questions about or anything like that. Because, again, it all – this first poll is fascinating for one reason and one reason only, and that is where is Cincinnati? Assuming that Cincinnati is undefeated, where they put Cincinnati, which I do not think that they will put them in the top four when the first poll comes out.
Yeah, and it's the same situation we were in a couple of years ago with Baylor and TCU. It's something we've seen before. You know, it's one of those that just like I would put Cincinnati over UCF because they play much better defense than UCF ever did.
Mm-hmm.
But Luke Fickell is a guy that he says they're going to stick around. The contract extensions through 2026. You know, there's USC talk. We've heard about LSU. I said to Carl, even though he's got connections with another athletic director, I thought Fickell going to LSU is kind of like when Saban went down. It wouldn't be the sexiest, but it might be the smartest.
You know, I will say this, and I know a little bit about it. Luke Fickell is a real Ohio guy. Luke Fickell is one of those guys that if he wanted to go back and be an assistant coach at Ohio State, he has carte blanche to go back there at any point. Remember, he was the guy that took over for Jim Tressel and all that.
But Tressel said it's time he's got to leave the nest in that interview he did a few weeks ago.
Oh, I understand. But, again, Luke is really attached to that state and some of those programs. And I don't know, listen, I guess if you dump enough money and everything in a guy, you know, somebody will make a move out of all of it.
Real quick, off week for Georgia, got to see them play in a real physical game against Kentucky. Do you think if they keep on rolling and kind of rewriting the storyline for college football that Jordan Davis would actually get an invite to New York if they keep trucking for the Heisman?
No.
I know. It's a nice story, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just think that there are some other guys that have – I mean, listen, Kenneth Walker up at Michigan State had the best season, not being talked enough about for what he's done. I mean, he's run for almost 1,000 yards and a half a season up there. So there's some really good offensive performances.
All right, Johnny, you are in for Carl. Woo. Is Carl calling in picks, Chris? All right, Chuck, you're on the hook to try to help Carl as he's crawled out of the basement.
Listen, so just remember, whatever I give you coming up with the Ingles picks of the week next, just go the other way. It is Dukes and Bell, sports rating after the game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, John Chuckery, hanging out for Carl Dukes on this Friday afternoon. 404-741-0929, by the way, is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. BetQL Network's available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night, your one-stop shop for betting info. Get sports betting tips from local talent, national experts. Sports betting and entertainment content to keep both casual and hardcore bettors entertained. That's the BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to Steve Koonin coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Our weekly chat with him as, Mike, it was another successful evening at State Farm Arena for the Atlanta Hawks in a blowout win over the Dallas Mavericks. And they'll get back at it, tomorrow night, right? Back with the Cleveland Cavaliers as they will be in Cleveland tomorrow night. Game number two as we get ready for the NBA season. But, obviously, Mike, we got to get ready for some picks.
Yeah, and again, not easy work, boys and girls, as you guys may already know, because there's a lot of mismatches. There's a lot of injuries in the pro ranks, even in the college ranks, you could argue, and there's a lot of double-digit faves and dogs. So how are we going to make heads or tails of this? Let's go to the man who's leading the pack, Chris the Engineer. Chris, you have been doing a great job, a.k.a. Turtle. Give the records of the combatants first before we get into these picks.
All right, so I am leading the pack, as you said, at 12-3. Mike's rebounded nice the past couple weeks. He is now at 8-7. Carl and Bo are tied, bringing up the rear at 5-9-1.
What did Carl started off at 0-6? I think the last time I was on here, I think he was 0-6 at that point.
Nothing worse than the push. So, all right.
But, so, Carl's at least rebounded over the last few weeks. So
you betcha.
And now his fate rests in your hands.
So, Johnny, you can take him over. You can get him to 500, or you can sink him further down to the bottom.
I got news for you. I've never been afraid to push somebody off the cliff. So, anyway. All right, Bo Morgan, let's start with you, as it is our Ingles Picks of the Week. College, one pro, and one wild card.
Wow, I get to start first. Well, I'm going to start right ahead in the NFL. And I don't like doing this. It's kind of a rule that I'm breaking of my own personal rule.
Yes.
But I'm taking the Falcons, giving 2.5, going to Miami. I think Miami's a mess. They got trade rumors. You know, we could, you know, depending on how Tua plays, we could possibly see Tua benched at some point in this game if he doesn't play well. So I'm going to take the Falcons going on the road, giving the 2.5. I don't know why. I just like it.
I'll tell you why, because it's a smart play. And again, there's so many big numbers. If you're looking for some, you know, something that you can kind of hang your hat on, it's not the worst bet. And so I'm going to save everybody some time. I am with Squidbilly. I am also taking the Falcons in this situation.
I think it's a good pick. I would see no reason to bet against the Falcons right now. That's a small number.
Yeah, and I know that, look, the Dolphins, and you could argue that, you know, on paper, what we looked at it on paper with Chuck Smith earlier, John. They're not statistically any better than us when it comes to sacking the quarterback. They're not really good at running the football. And, you know, at 2.5 points, they got to, you know, win by 3. So, you know, we might actually, you know, kick the field goal to win it ourselves. Could be a young way coup day down at Hard Rock. So I'm with Squidbilly. It's -2.5. Over-under on that game, by the way, is 47.5. So a 27-24 would take you over. So, and by the way, you think low-scoring game, John?
I don't know. You know, the Falcons offense has got me a little bit excited that if they can build off the momentum they've had the last couple of weeks, I think the Falcons can put some points up. I mean, there's no reason to think that the Falcons can't get back in the 30s again this week.
Hey, getting Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage back is huge. You know, I just like, so I'm with Squid. All right, back to you, Bo Morgan. What else you got?
All right, well, I'm going to do another rule break, and I'm going to bet on Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies to cover the 19.5 against South Carolina. I just don't see how South Carolina can score points. And I think A&M's better defensively than they've probably gotten some credit for. Mm. I think that they'll cover the 19.5 at home against Kocke.
All right. And they're going to fire up the cockaboose and take a beating, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if A&M's quarterback can play, you know, like more like what he did against Alabama than what he did against Arkansas, they can get their offense going. I mean, they've obviously got one of the best running games in the conference, but they got to get some good quarterback play if they're going to take that next step.
And then I'm going to go I like this under as my wild card. Clemson-Pittsburgh. Clemson is really good on defense, but they're terrible on offense. Yeah. I don't see any way that these two teams equal 50 points. I know it's college and sometimes it's Dallas score, but we've seen this year that trend has kind of changed a little bit with the way Georgia plays defense and Clemson. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I do think Clemson will win if you're going to go with that, but look, I just don't think there's any way they get over 50 or 47.5.
I'm looking real quick because I know going into last week, Clemson was the second, but Georgia was the best scoring defense in the country. Clemson was number two. Yeah, they're still number two. Clemson only gives up 12.5 points per game. So for all their flaws on offense.
Right, they're still doing things on defense.
Yep,
right.
They still have a lot. Even with the injuries, they're still not giving up a lot.
I looked
of points.
At that game up at Pitt. You know, Pitt has had some big wins. They've also lost to Western Michigan. So, yeah, I mean, I still think Clemson's going to get a win up there, but I'm not touching it.
And by the way, we saw the guy that does his picks in our for Ingles in the commercials. And by the way, Ingles, low prices, love the savings. They sponsored this segment. He picked Clemson to cover by 3. So if you go by the scoring defense that John just said, that final score would be like 16-11 or something.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, listen, Kenny Pickett's had a monster year for Pitt. He's been, you know, they've been the best offensive
NFL
team
draft talk.
Yeah.
Right. Only time Clemson got over 21 points is a win over South Carolina State in 49. I mean, they're not scoring a lot of points, period.
Nope, they don't. Their offense is as poorly coached a unit as if Georgia's the best unit. Georgia's defense is the best unit in college football. Clemson's offense is one of the worst units, and they're the most poorly coached unit in college football. All right, did you give all three, Bo? We got the under.
Falcons, I got Falcons laying 2.5, A&M laying 19.5, and 47.5 over under for the taking the under for Clemson Pitt.
All right, the big dog, Chris. What you got?
All right, so I had a terrible, horrendous, awful time picking this week. Oh. I hated all these games, NFL, college, but I whittled it down. Tampa Bay hosting Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. It is a mighty big number at 11.5, but I don't think this one's close, boys. I think Tom Brady throws for 4, maybe even 5 touchdowns. The Chicago Bears defense is not the 1985 Bears. They have Khalil Mack, but the parts do not equal the sum. So give me Tom Brady and the Bucs minus 11.5 versus the Chicago Bears. For my college pick,
you know, no Antonio Brown, who's like their second best receiver, and no Gronk in this game.
Yeah, I think O.J. Howard, Cameron Brake can cover that. And then, of course, you got Godwin and Evans. I think they'll be fine on offense. Like I said, the Chicago Bears defense is not what we think it is. They're not that great. I'm not worried. Mm. So for my
confidence is high.
Yeah, well, when you're 12-3, Mike, I don't mean to, you know,
I hear
slam
you. No,
the
it's
table.
It's your world, brother. Rock and roll.
They basically won Chicago 3 games. Go ahead.
Bo's always got to get, you know, for. Listen, small in stature, but big in heart.
Look, picking on. Normally, we have Carl to kick around. He's not here to abuse, so you're the whipping boy on this one. Maybe Chuckery later. Go ahead.
I guess so. All right, so for my college pick, I went outside the box a little bit. I'm taking San Diego State +3 at Air Force.
Now, hold on. We have a rule. If I can't find this game on television, Chris, I don't know if we can. Squidbelly, tell him about that.
I believe it's on the CBS Sports Network.
I'm not sure. Again, we have a standing rule. If I can't find this on a network that ends with an N,
Cam,
I don't know.
I'll help you find it.
I'll take North Dakota State -10.
Yeah, I had, I had to go deep in the weeds for this one. But
San Diego State's undefeated this year, and they could be in the top. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, Chuckery, yeah, you mock, but you have a point. They are undefeated. They are
one of the ranked left, yes.
22nd in the nation.
All right, let's get through this.
How often do you get points with a ranked
team on
the road?
Value, I mean, smart, very
exactly.
Brilliant.
Okay, and then finally, bringing up the rear, give me Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, -8. They're taking on the Washington football team at home. That franchise is in total disarray right now. Rodgers, after the tumultuous offseason, the noise is really quieted down, and he's having another stellar season. I do have him in fantasy, so I know that firsthand. So give me Green Bay to cover the 8 easily versus the Washington football team. Recap, Tampa Bay, -11.5 versus the Bears. San Diego State, +3 at Air Force. Green Bay, -8 at the Washington, or hosting the Washington football team.
All right. All right. For my picks, let's go in the NFL. I am with you, Chris. I've got Green Bay, -8 as well over Washington. Washington is the worst pass defense in the NFL, Mike. They give up the most touchdown passes. I think they're last in yards as well. Their secondary's been bad all year. So I like Aaron Rodgers to really light it up against Washington. I'll take them, Green Bay, -8 over them. College pick, I'm going to take Virginia Tech, 3.5 over Syracuse. Syracuse has beat like Albany and nobody. They've got 3 wins that are 3 of the probably worst. They haven't beaten a Power 5 team this year, so I'll take Virginia Tech in a must-win game. They've got to get some things cranked up so they can stay in the ACC Coastal race. Give me Virginia Tech 3.5 over Syracuse to cover that. And then my wild card, Mike, I will take the over on the Ole Miss LSU game at 76.5.
Look, hope LSU can score enough points for you to make
that. Listen, they still score 34 points a game. Okay. They do throw it around, and with all due respect to Ole Miss, they play a little better defense, but they still give up plenty of points. And you've seen that against our teams like Arkansas, Alabama. Right. I'll take the over 76.5. So, recap, Green Bay -8 over Washington, Virginia Tech -3.5 over Syracuse, and I'll take the over of 76.5 of Ole Miss and LSU.
Cool. I love that Green Bay pick. I had that earlier, but I got to give you some variety on this variety pack. I'm with Squidbilly, got the Falcons -2.5. Taking the Patriots over the Jets in New England -7. They beat them 25-6 in MetLife earlier in September, and I think that you're seeing the progression of a Mac Jones. So, yeah, I think they're going to handle the Jets pretty well up there at Foxborough. Patriots over NYJ -7. And my other pick, I got to look no further than the Hard Rock, Chris. 2 from the Hard Rock. Falcons over the Dolphins. And NC State -3.5 over the lifeless Hurricanes, who have quit on their coach. Wolfpack takes care of business down in South Florida.
There you go. That is our Ingles picks of the week. And if it goes bad for me, listen, just don't make it count for Carl.
By the way, the pick segment brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings, chicken wings and other things. Go get yourself some Hoots Wings, man. Actually, no, it's not. It's brought to you by Ingles. I've got to do Hoots Wings later. I'm just projecting my own sponsorships, as Squidbilly likes to say. Hey, there is breaking news, John, from the NFL about our Falcons. Just real quick before we go to break, Dante Fowler on the IR with a knee injury, at least 3 games for Fowler. Did you weren't we expecting good things from him? We thought he had turned a corner for us.
Yep. I think he's played his two best games for the Falcons in these first five. So maybe three best games out of all of
just
it.
Just when he's gonna miss him. When he's making some headway, happens.
Trust me. It's very aggravating.
It's not been worth the money we paid for this guy.
Nope.
Two games we've talked about Dante Fowler in two seasons.
Yep. And the short term IR means at least three games that he will be out. All right, somebody who's not going to be out, he will be on with us, is Steve Coonan. We'll talk to him as it was a successful opening night at State Farm Arena. It is Dukes and Bell. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm O'Gara.
Back with you on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes here this afternoon as the Steve Coonan interview is always brought to you by Dell Technologies as we go out in the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Steve, another successful night last night. Obviously, opening night for you guys last night. Great crowd and obviously a big win. A very stifling defense last night for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, that was something to see that tight D, especially on a high-scoring team like Dallas. It was a total team effort, but you got to call out DeAndre Hunter, who held Luka Doncic to 1-for-9 when he was guarding him man-to-man.
Man, it was something to watch. We've been talking about it all day, Steve. Just the shutdown defense, and you know how good this team looks. And I know that you know sports media people talk about statement wins, but you know all the comparisons of Luka and Trey. It was so great to see him just whip their butts last night at State Farm.
Yeah, I mean, once you take Luka out of that offense, there's not much left. I think they scored only 90 points or less one time last year, and you could just see us pull away. And that's one of the other huge benefits of the depth of our team. When they went to their bench and we went to ours, it was a 4-point game, and when we were done, it was a 15-point game.
Yeah, and Steve, that's the thing Trae Young talked about is just the depth of this team. I mean, it's kind of funny because you didn't have to make any splashy moves. It was just really a matter of getting everybody back healthy, getting everybody back in the mix, and that's a great feeling. If you're a general manager and you don't have to worry about going out and making anything splashy because your team is so good and so deep, that's a good feeling going into a season.
It's a wonderful feeling because people are going to tweak ankles. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be some sort of injuries, which we, you know, hope for is nothing severe, but there's going to be guys missing a game or three. And now you have the depth. Like last night, Gallinari usually is our first guy off the bench, he and Kevin. And Cam was the seventh man in the rotation, and he was a high scorer for the game. So different people, different roles every night. It's a recipe, hopefully, for an incredibly successful season.
It is our man Steve Coonan, guys. Joins us every week, and we were up at State Farm doing the show. It was fun to meet a bunch of 92.9 The Game listeners and everybody saying hi. Real quick, I mentioned it on the air yesterday, Steve. I don't know who's designing the merch or if that's just your partners, but, man, they got some killer stuff. It was like elbow to elbow in the Hawks store last night.
Yeah, it was a very good night. We have a head of our retail merchandise, Amy Serino, who hopefully she's listening. She's a rock star. She does an amazing job, has phenomenal taste. And I saw more than a dozen John Collins dunking on Joel Embiid shirts walking around the arena. And we gave out free shirts last night. So,
right.
You know, it was, it's great. And we'll unveil our new City Edition 75th anniversary mashup, which I also mean, and hopefully y'all talked about it today, and all listeners appreciate that Dominique Wilkins was named to the All 75 team.
Yeah,
which I think is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the City Edition jerseys because I think it was about October 4th or something last year when y'all put those out. So when do we expect to see this year's incarnation of that?
In early November. I think they'll be I think we'll play our first game November 4th, and I think November 15th they'll be for sale, and also an accompanying court that we'll play on wearing those 75th anniversary mashup jerseys.
Yeah, which everybody was going bananas. Again, just going bananas over, as John mentioned. Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. I know we asked you last week, it's a them problem, not an us problem, but when you look at what the Nets are dealing with, and now you throw in the soap opera with Ben Simmons, I mean, if we stay healthy, which is always the big if in any team, but, man, you could project us into the top three in the Eastern Conference this year, if not higher.
Well, I appreciate that. You can project us. I'm not doing that after one game.
We love Charles Barkley. For some reason, Barkley is gone against the grain on the Hawks and said some things last
night. Fantastic. The man's lost $30 million gambling.
And we will talk to Charles. Horrible. We'll get a chance to get Charles on and straighten him out about this. But, yeah, I mean, the things he was saying didn't make a lot of sense. But, again, apparently he needs more convincing.
Well, first of all, I worked with Charles for 14 years. He needs to actually watch a basketball game. Second of all, you know, you just love Charles because he was with us last year, mm-hmm. and so there was no way he's going to be with us this year because everybody else is. So when you zig, he zags. When you zag, he zigs. So Ziggy Barkley, we'll get a hold of him. And meanwhile, Shaq crows and flies like a hawk.
That's true.
Yeah, and listen, there's nothing wrong with not getting a lot of national media pub and things like that. Let everybody else talk, everybody else. I mean, the Hawks will get their results on the court. I mean, that's where it'll come down to. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Really matter what the
media guys think. And by the way, you know, I know Sports Illustrated isn't what it used to be. We were on the cover with Trey last week, USA Today cover. So, you know, I there was a lot of national media at the game last night. It was broadcast on TNT.
Right.
I do feel like I like where we are. You know, let's prove it before and earn it. That way nobody can take it from us.
Damn right. Hey, I made the comment yesterday. I mean, I know it's tough to get to Atlanta. I mean, you know, Atlanta's an hour from Atlanta. But why was people were still walking in at halftime last night? What the heck's going on in this town?
Well, you had a couple of things. 285 was closed for a lot of the day yesterday.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a lot of traffic around the building, and the NBA in Atlanta, and we had an ownership meeting today, and this was a big conversation, but people don't arrive for NBA games earlier on time. They did for the playoffs, but for a regular season game. So I watched on our ticketing device 3,000 people come into the building between 6 minutes left in the half and halftime.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. I was like, wow, where's, you know, because you guys did a fantastic job with the glowing wristbands and the T-shirt giveaway and everything else. You just want a little more. I mean, not blaming. I'm just saying you wanted more fannies in the seats, period.
Well, you know, I think the Falcons suffer from part of the same problem. It's also our clubs are so good, the Delta Club, the Harris Club, Players
right.
Club, that a lot of our fans choose to, you know, we don't try to legislate how you enjoy our game. And I'll walk by the clubs, and they're rocking when the game's rolling. So, you know, you wish that everybody was strapped into their seat and paying rapt attention.
those days are gone.
That ain't a 21st century game. You know, we're just happy that everybody has a really good time. And we were voted number one in arena experience, game experience of all teams in the NBA. Mm. And I think a big part of that is that there's more to do than just sit in your seat.
Right.
Steve, did y'all make Kevin Huerter buy a lunch for everybody now that he's got a couple bucks in his pocket?
We tried, but, you know, there, as he said, there's a few other guys with a few more bucks. So, but it's good to have that core of Clint and John and Trey and Kevin, you know, locked up. And it feels really good to know that, you know, and to Travis's, the huge credit to Travis. I'm not sure how many 19th picks, and Travis had two, re-signed with their team for this kind of dollars.
Yeah, and we spoke with John Collins, as we mentioned, and just, you know, such a good dude. And the vibe, knowing that, yes, there are expectations and everybody embracing it, you know, and loving the swag and loving the attitude. Just love the vibe around this team. It's nice to be the team which is the hammer, not the nail, for a change, right?
I agree, but also think of this, listeners. Our core is average 23 years old. I mean, so we
third youngest team in the league?
Yeah. We have some real youth. We have veterans, and we have a real opportunity for a really long time.
All right, well, it gets cranked back up tomorrow night, Steve, in Cleveland, taking on
Cleveland. Tune in, and then Monday night. Come on down Monday night, and we play Detroit, who had the number one pick in the draft. And these are the games we have to win. You know, we have to beat the teams we're favored to beat, and we have to, you know, play really well on the road. But I love Nate came out and say we want at least 30 wins at home.
Nothing wrong with that. Listen,
nothing wrong with that.
Yep, and let the media decide who they think is their favorite. Anyway, Steve, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me on, everybody. Have a great weekend. And, hey, big fight tomorrow night down at the arena. Tickets are still on sale.
Yep. We had one. Chris, who do we have one of the boxers on? We had Hot Rod on, who's fighting. And, again, great dude, local kid who's 8-0 from here in Atlanta.
And there's two legacy fighters tomorrow night. Evander Holyfield's son and Muhammad Ali's grandson. So,
Wow. Damn,
I'm old. I remember when they fought.
Appreciate
not each
it.
Other.
Appreciate
Take
it,
care.
Steve. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good stuff there. Yeah, Hawks back in action in Cleveland tomorrow night against a bad Cavaliers team, then back here Monday against a bad Pistons team. So a chance to get off to a really good start early on in the season. Mike, top of the hour, we'll get to a Falcons report. We will talk to Dave Archer as we get ready for Falcons and Dolphins coming up. So all good stuff. Top of the hour, Dukes and Bell, sports right now for the game, Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.